Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, and my co-host, Felicity Sidnell Reed. Today, because we are celebrating April as Poetry Month, we are chatting with Ted Amston, Coburg's current Poet Laureate. Ted, as a literary ambassador, you're asked each year to write a poem that addresses or reflects one or more aspects of life in Coburg. How do you go about choosing what to write about and what form the poem will take?
Like all my poetry, and this is probably, I didn't tell anybody when I got the job that I don't have an agenda per se. I just sort of let things happen. So that's the struggle is, and that's the fear. I need a lead time before I have a request made, because it's not something I can just churn out. I have to sort of let it mull in the back of my mind. And several poems have come just by sort of wandering around downtown. It's not something that I have got, like I said, an agenda, right? So it's just waiting for inspiration, basically. And that always takes time.
And do you always write the poetry in the same form, or do you try on different?
No. I'm a free verser, basically, and I put a lot of time into the graphical way I present the poetry, because I'm not a big fan of punctuation, at least when it comes to poetry. So that's where I do my editing, is how I lay it out on the page. Some people have a hard time looking at my poetry because it seems to have no rules, but they are my rules.
It's always good to have your own rules, because I believe some of them are on the Coburg Town website.
Yes, they are. So yeah. People can get a sense there of how I write.
Now, when I went to the Coburg website to see what a Poet Laureate was all about, I was interested to see that one of the duties was, and I quote here, to ensure that our community encourages self-expression through spoken word and written poetry by youth. So I was wondering, what have you done or what do you plan to do that specifically is aimed at youth?
Well, my legacy project is the PICS, Poetry in Coburg Spaces project, which has involved various things out in the public. And one of the things we have on a continuing basis is on Thursdays, once a month, at the Human Bean. It's an open mic night. And we encourage, it's a very informal event, and so we encourage anybody to come. And we certainly have some young people coming there. And it is informal enough that people of all skill levels have shown up. And I think this is working quite well, because you can't, you know, you can lead people to water, but you can't make the old horse drink. That said, I've also gone into the grade 12 literary classes at CDCI West over the years, you know, before I became Poet Laureate. Mm-hmm. That's always been a joy, is to go in with Jim Scott's class and the kids there and show them my style of poetry.
Right, and do you find that they receive you well in the whole idea of poetry and perhaps public poetry?
I'm very well received because I'm an energetic poet. There's a lot of energy in how I deliver, and I don't write about dull things for the most part. And the first piece I'm going to read to you is called The Poet Laureate's Cat, and you'll see from it that I take it far from traditional poetry that you might think of what is normal, you know, normal poetry or...
Well, why don't we read that, and then we can get back to some questions afterwards.
All right. This is about... poets write about their cat, and I'm no exception. I've been writing about my cat and various cats I've had over the years. This one is a typical inspiration poem. It's called The Poet Laureate's Cat, or I Think My Cat's Black. Now, some grown men just want to have fun. Every day I do shit that doesn't matter. You got that? Make installations against the drag of time. Bang, bang, throw up words that hang. See what sticks. So now here's my cat, the Poet Laureate's furniture hair mat. Black and white tat on my bed head, sneeze at 3, barf at 4. He's so perverse, my muse. He's always got a tail to share. Yeah, cat-aware Delaware, I do declare, throw my underwear in his face. Cause he deface my furniture, deflate my beach ball, debate my food bank. Distaste his style, my file, his trial to attack, my laptop, afternoon nap, bop on my back attack, nails down my sorry shoulder, digs in his hypodermic needles. Draws blood for no good cause, causing me to fill and thrill the neighborhood with screams. From the hands of his god, therefore, he was thrown, his flight light across the room, a soft broom boom. On the landing, he turns and says, yo, Ted, watch the windsock of my tail flap tonight all you want before I launch my cat air raid. It ain't gonna help. I got black ops fur. I got mouse kill night vision. It's going to be flat attack nails to your neck. Yo, Ted, you're dead. Just know which way you'll know I'm coming from. You feel me, baby master? Fit to be tied, clammy cold, ABM sucking, badly furred human. Four paws clip-clop towards the bedroom, shoulders rippling like high plains buffalo. His guns, claws dripping blood. Yeah. 20 pounds of overfed, glistening fur packing, 5 nail attack cannons. Saunders like there's no tomorrow. He turns back again, his look saying it all. See ya, poet dupe. Writer dud. Man with the spoon up his ass. I got to persuade you every damn morning you are so sleep-dense, man. Don't you even think of disturbing me for the next 3 hours. I got 5 ways to snore coming on, dude. Catch my drift, Biff? I'm going to do nothing but lay about like you do when you should be scribbling that Teflon shit that don't stick to nowhere. Why don't you just go get a real job, can man?
Oh, that was delightful. I love the rhythms and the energy that's coming through there, so I can imagine that
the kids love that. The kids like that, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But on a completely more different note, I also noticed that you wrote a poem for an exhibition at Colborne's Art Gallery.
Oh, yeah, for...
In the fall.
Yes. That was, strangely enough, that was... A friend had asked me to write something about her artwork, and I've always enjoyed her work, and I guess I felt there was a connection there. So that was just, I think she was expecting me to write something a little more, less poetic, a little more commercial, a little more journalistic. Instead, I came up with something that was, I thought, was basically an emotional, poetic response to her work.
Yeah, it was actually a really beautiful poem. I think I, as an artist, I would be very pleased to have a poetic response to my artwork. Does that happen often, though, with individuals, or is most of the laureate work through them?
No. I mean, no. In that case, that had nothing to do with the poet laureate. And also, there's, you know, I've been doing this a fair bit. My emails at times, people accuse me of writing poems to them, mm-hmm. and I'm not. I mean, I guess I've just blurred some of the lines between how I think and do in the rest of the world, and so. What maybe I never thought of that as poetry. I just thought of that as me being expressive.
Excellent. Well, perhaps you could read us a couple more.
All right. Here's another lively one that I've read throughout the years, and I've gone around for 20 years taking pictures on my own around Northumberland, and this is about one particular morning, a particularly beautiful morning, early July morning. I like to get up as the sun's going and then drive on the roads and take pictures. And this is called Northumberland Morning. And basically, this just reprises some of the things I experienced that particular morning. Buddha frogs burp sunrise sutras. Zen turtles mind round egg gardens. Buzz, buzz, flies I got a buzz on. Otter underwater, breast stroking, breast stroking. Far away, far away, black and white, mooing mothers, rip and lick, waves of, oh, so green. Stone pepper pickup, how many stones can a stone pepper pickup kick up if a stone kick peppered pickup could get stoned, peppering the blue, the long blue, the high blue edge of morning, full of basso chirping, tiny barking, dandy diving, scribble dribble songbirds. Yes, the warm hand feeling of morning in my face, morning in my face. Yes, the burping, buzzing, ripping, running, licking, kicking, chirping, barking, diving feeling of Northumberland in my face.
Oh, delightful. I can just see that morning in the pickup and everything else. Do we have time for one more, if you would?
Okay, so this is, I've watched a lot of kung fu movies in my life, okay? And I'm man, and I still like, you know, I'm 65, and I still like my kung fu movies, okay? Raised on Bruce Lee and everybody else. So I thought as a literary exercise, how could I make that particular to Coburg? And so this is called Coburg Action Hero. The son of a drowned bass fisherman, I was passed from trailer to trailer along the south shore of Rice Lake, each pair of hands less eager to hold me than the ones before, until I was tea-toweled by a one-eyed cleaning woman who left me on the doorstep of the Sunfish Temple. Raised to work, I soon ran with the students. None found the hot coal pot as cool as I. None thought the battering boards as soft. I taunted the master's beating sticks. For 15 long years, I trained with the Farley Mowat monks. Ow! I'm faster than a crammy coyote, more patient than the Northumberland heron. The moon's face was grim as a steel blade the night I headed south on the Vimy Road to the fighting fields of Coburg. My first trial on the north shore of the Great Lake. 5 hotheads thought they could teach the son of a bass fisherman a lesson. But my Coburg Wing Chun was better than their Port Hope drunken monkey. My chi is so pure the apple orchards in Grafton bloom in winter. Wherever I walk, small-town women full of sing-song words leap at me with their broken hearts, trying to steal my soul. But my wushu is too strong. I'm Coburg's action hero.
Wonderful. Well, we run out of time, so Alrighty. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was
thank you very
wonderful
much.
Having you.
Thank you.
And thanks, too, to our listeners for joining us on Word on the Hills. Join us again every week at this time, where we bring you local writers and poets. And if you'd like to contact us with comments or suggestions for future programs, please email us at wordonthehills@gmail.com.